weather conditions. So the Patriots getting back on the floor here on the ninth day of January against a very good St. Paul team. Adams Central has been 10, 11 days without playing a basketball game. They had the Christmas break thrown in at the five-day moratorium before the holiday tournament. They had a couple of snow days in which they didn't practice. So who knows how Adams Central will come out in the basketball game here tonight. In addition to those two wins during the Minden Holiday Tournament, the Patriots have also got some wins this year over Holdridge and Schuyler, also Centura, Wood River, Ord, and Gibbon. That in the month of December, so Adams Central off to a great start here this year. Their record sitting at 8 wins and no losses. The Patriots averaging 67 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up only 48 on the defensive end. But they're going to get a stern test here tonight from St. Paul and head coach Rick Peters. They are ranked number 8 in Class C1 this week. Their record sitting at 7 wins and no losses on the season. St. Paul has averaged 58.7 points per ball game the first month of the season. They are very good defensively, giving up only 45 on the defensive end. They likewise won their championship in the holiday tournament. They played out in Gothenburg. They beat Boone Central in the first game by the score of 57-49 and then knocked off Ord in the championship 56-45. They started the season with 5 straight wins before the Christmas break, beating Gibbon 63-37. They blasted Donovan Trumbull 58-36. They beat Wood River by 11 points at 54-43. They downed Loup City 55-46, and they beat Broken Bow 68-60. Again, their leading scorer has been Lewis Poss, and he has been somebody that's been real tough on a lot of teams. Head coach Tom Selecta talked in the pregame show. He scored 17 points in the first quarter alone against Adams Central a year ago. Poss is averaging 18 points and 13 rebounds per game. Also leads the team in assists, in steals, and in blocked shots. Poss is averaging 4 steals and 4 assists per ball game. He's also got 4 blocks here for the 2009-2010 season. You shut Lewis Poss down, and you got to contend with Brian Gay. Gay is a 6'2" and senior, and he has been averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds per game. Those two guys are accounting for 34 out of the 58 points that St. Paul normally scores on a regular night. So two guys that will draw a lot of attention from the Adams Central defense here tonight will be Lewis Poss and Brian Gay. And the Patriots getting good production out of Zach Hunt, also Nick Stein, Brady Barrett in the ball game so far this year. Hunt is leading the way, averaging 17 points per ball game for Adams Central. Brady Barrett is also in double figures. He is averaging 13.9. Nick Stein right around the double figure mark at 9.8. And they've got some good role players in Nate Arlt, who is knocking down 50% of his three-pointers so far this year and averaging 8.4 points per ball game. The other starter for Adams Central is going to be Connor Lyons. Lyons is a 6'3" and senior, is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per contest. So a great matchup here as we break out of the holiday break, so to speak. Turn the calendar to the 2010 portion of our high school sports season. And a good matchup between St. Paul and Adams Central here tonight. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Been a busy day for us here today, picking up a couple of games this afternoon over the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, where Lincoln Christian beat St. Cecilia in the girls' ball game, 39-37. Lexi Schmidt leading the way for St. Cecilia this afternoon. She had 9 points in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia boys victorious earlier this afternoon by a score of 78-37. The Blue Hawks jumped down to a 39-27 halftime lead, and then held Lincoln Christian only 10 points in the second half in blowing out the opposition today by a score of 78-37. Dalton Seeley led the way for St. Cecilia. He scored 30 points. And in the ball game just completed, the Adams Central girls beat St. Paul tonight by a score of 35-30. Kelly Shuck was the leading scorer for Adams Central as she scored 16 points in the basketball game. In the NFL football game played this afternoon, the New York Jets beat the Cincinnati Bengals by the score of 24-14. But now we've got the boys contest, much anticipated boys contest here as we get into the second half of the season. Adams Central and St. Paul, a couple of teams from the Lou Platte Conference, still undefeated on the season. We'll do battle here in this ball game tonight in Hastings. Your starting lineups for St. Paul, Brandon Nyberg will be one of your starters. St. Paul with some good size here, too, that we'll have to contend with tonight. Nyberg is 6'4" and a senior. He is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Another starter will be Casey Poss, who is a 6-foot junior. Casey, so far this season, is averaging 6 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Also, 2 assists per contest. Isaac Stone is another starter, 6'2". He's just a sophomore. Stone is averaging 5 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Lewis Poss. Poss is 6'4" and a senior, averaging 18 points and 13 rebounds per game. Poss, a good shooter, knocking down 57% of his field goal tries so far this year. As we mentioned, he's also averaging 4 assists and 4 steals per ball game. Leads the team with 4 block shots. Brian Gay is the other starter, a 6'2" and senior. Gay is averaging 16 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Gay is hitting 66% of his field goal tries so far this year. The head coach for St. Paul is Rick Peters. Adams Central Patriots will go with Nate Arlt, a 5'9" senior. Arlt is averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game, also averaging 3.9 assists and 2.1 steals per ball game. Brady Barrett, a 6-foot sophomore. Barrett is averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Barrett is averaging 1.8 assists and 1.6 steals per contest. Nick Stein, also getting a start, a 6'1" junior. Stein is averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game, averaging a couple of steals and a couple of assists per ball game. Leads the team with 6 block shots. Zach Hunt, 6'1" and a senior, averaging 17 points and 3 rebounds per game. Connor Lyons, a 6'3" and senior. Connor, so far this season, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. So we're set to go. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central dressed in their homestanding whites. St. Paul in their road blues here tonight. And St. Paul will control the opening tip. Again, Lewis Poss was the main cog for St. Paul last year, scoring 17 points in the first quarter alone to get things started for St. Paul a year ago. And Adams Central is definitely going to draw attention defensively on him. Here's a shot by Poss off of the baseline. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to EC. Barrett has got it for Adams Central. Gets it away to Nate Arnold. Down in the corner again. Nate drives the baseline. His pass in the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Isaac Stone, and now St. Paul will slow things up as they come back the other way. Going to be a battle of tempos, I think, here tonight. There's a pass down in the baseline to Brian Gay, and he can't control it. It goes out of bounds. So each team with a turnover here in the early stages of the ball game. We have played 42 seconds. Still no score between the Patriots and the Wildcats here tonight in boys high school basketball. Patriots come back offensively. Arnold sends that one down in the corner. Shot up and in. Brady Barrett hits the 3-ball from deep in the left corner. And Adams Central gets things started here in this boys contest with a 3-0 lead. Adams Central applying some pressure now in backcourt. This is Gay with the ball. As Brian Gay brings it across the midcourt stripe, sends it down in the corner to Casey Poss. Throws up the 3. His shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Brady Barrett. Barrett has got it for Adams Central. Dribbles behind his back to bring it into the forecourt. Jump pass underneath the bucket. Connor Lyons shot good. Nice pass by Barrett. Connor Lyons lays it in. 5-0. Patriots have the lead. Here comes St. Paul having problems with a dribble. It is loose on the far sideline. A turnover as Poss could not control it. It's picked up by Zach Hunt. Runs it down the So Wayne, there's some contact made. No foul called. Out to Brady Barrett. Jump pass down in the corner. Nate Arnold to Lyon. Shot from the corner. Good. Connor Lyon scores for Adams Central. And it is now an 8-0 ball game, as that was a three-pointer by Connor Lyons. The Patriots have scored the first 8 points in the basketball game here tonight. We have played 2 minutes. 8-0. Adams Central in the lead, and now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Brady Barrett of Adams Central. That's going to be his first team foul on the Patriots here in the ball game. It'll be St. Paul playing things in off of the far sideline. Casey Poss will play things in for the Cats. Gets it into the backcourt now to Lewis Poss. And Lewis will try to set something up here for St. Paul. They've gone scoreless here for the first 2 minutes of the ball game. The Patriots have the lead by the score of 8-0. Casey Poss drives to the hole. He loses control of the ball, and it's brought down here by Adams Central. Brought down by the Patriots. Nate Arnold sends it to Barrett. 4-3. Shot is up there. Good. Brady Barrett nails in a three and a timeout, St. Paul, as Adams Central comes out and scores the first 11 points of the basketball game. 2 3-pointers by Brady Barrett, a three-pointer from Connor Lyons, and a two-pointer from Connor Lyons. And we've got a timeout. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Adams Central 11, St. Paul nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
11-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead over the St. Paul Wildcats, and we have played not yet 3 minutes. A long pass down to four goes to Nyberg. His shot is up, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lyons. Lyons has got it down for Adams Central as he runs it back the other way. Zach Hunt now for Adams Central. Moves it down on the baseline. Driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Nick Stein. Ball is brought out of there by Lewis Poss. He goes to the far sideline, and he runs right into a defender over there for Adams Central. The foul is going to go on the Patriots and go on Zach Hunt. First foul on Zach in the ball game. Team foul number 2 on AC. No free throws here. It'll be St. Paul playing things in. 11-0. Adams Central has got the lead. Lewis Poss has got the ball now for St. Paul. Zach Hunt will draw him defensively here tonight for the Adams Central man-to-man defense. Out to Casey Poss in three-point territory. Poss takes the handoff, takes it to the left side of the floor now, loses control of it, sends it to Lewis Poss. Free throw line extended left side. Lewis dribbles inside the free throw circle, drives it down the lane, forces away to the basket. Shot is up there, no good. Ball is tapped out. It's going to be taken down by Casey Poss. 4-3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Nyberger. Shot's going to be blocked down. Rebound to Gay, and he follows. Brian Gay gets the field goal finally for St. Paul. 11-2 the score now. Hunt goes down in the corner, bombs away again for three. Shot good. Brady Barrett has hit 3 3-pointers here in the first quarter. Adams Central leads by the score of 14-2. 4.5 minutes to play. Casey Poss down to Nyberg. Nyberg out to Gay. Cranks up with three. A shot. Good. Brian Gay with a 3-2 in the ball game for St. Paul. 14-5. 4:20 to play. Here's Nate Arnold. Drives it down the lane. His pass is going to be deflected away from Connor Lyons, but he loses the ball out of bounds. The Patriots with a second turnover here in the ball game, and St. Paul will get the ball back. And here comes three new players into the ball game. Matt Overmiller checking in for the Patriots. Calvin Ott checking in. Jake Fowler checking in. So a good start for the Patriots. 14-5 is the score. Adams Central has knocked down 4 3-pointers here in this first quarter. The Patriots as a team hitting 49% from the field and 35% from three-point territory. They're off to a great start here tonight against the eighth-ranked team in Class C1, St. Paul. Here's Casey Poss, gets away from Ott, takes it down to the baseline, a little 10-footer is put up there, it's no good. Ball is lost, is finally brought down by Barrett. Barrett runs it back the other way, left-handed dribble, right-handed dribble, moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Jake Fowler with the ball, comes out to Stein, now to Fowler, sends it over to Overmiller. Overmiller out to Jake Fowler. Fowler penetrates inside the free throw circle, gives it up now to Brady Barrett, behind the screen from Fowler, gives it away now to Jake out in three-point territory, drives it into the lane, wheels a pass out. On the wing, a long-range jumper put up there by Barrett. No good. Rebound Stein. He's fouled in the play. Stein grabs the offensive rebound there for Adams Central, and a foul is going to be called in St. Paul. No free throws here. That's the first team foul on the Patriots. It's going to go on Casey Poss. That's going to be his first. Adam Central play things in. Over Miller comes out here to Barrett. Some contact made there, but no foul called. As Barrett goes one-on-one, drives the ball all the way to the basket, forces up a shot. It's no good, but he's fouled in a play. Barrett angles that baby in from the right wing, and he is fouled in a play by Isaac Stone of St. Paul. The first foul on Stone, the second teamer on the Cats. And going to the free throw line will be Barrett. Good foul shooter, 86% from the free throw line, 19 out of 22 so far this year. His shot is up there. It's no good. We jinxed him. He will have one more. And Adams Central is a team hitting 68% of their free throws this year. 14-5. The Patriots with the early lead here in this one. Next one is up. It is good. So he cans one out of two. It's now 15-5. The Patriots have the lead. Here's St. Paul with the ball. Isaac Stone takes it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Comes back out into three-point territory to Nyberg. Lobs it inside. The ball deflected away from Lewis Poss. And it's going to be brought down here by Ott. That is the third turnover on St. Paul in the ball game. To Jake Fowler. Fowler has got it now for AC. Out to Stein. Bombs away for three. That's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Paul basketball. So St. Paul will come back the other way. Trailing in the ball game by 10. It is 15-5. Stein comes out. Into the ball game now for AC is going to be Zach Hunt. The Patriots averaging 67 points per ball game on offense. St. Paul is averaging 58.7. Both teams very good defensively. The Patriots giving up only 48 points per ball game. St. Paul 45. Here's Poss down on the baseline to Lewis Poss. His shot is up and in. Lewis Poss on the assist from Casey Poss. And now head coach Tom Slekta wants to call a timeout here for the Patriots. 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 15, St. Paul 7.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow afternoon. The Broncos and the Lancers out of Mount Marty from Yankton, South Dakota. On the air with a pregame show, 145. Women's game will be at 2. The guys will follow at 4. And all the action right here on 1230 KHAS. 15-7 to score. Driving to the basket after the timeout is Zach Hunt. He scores easily for the Patriots. 17-7. Matches the biggest lead here early in the contest for AC as they scored the first 11 points here in the contest. Isaac Stone, 4-3. Shots off of the mark, no good. Rebound, Adams Central. Here come the Patriots. Fowler down the floor. It goes, and a running layup. Good. Brady Barrett. Great job in the transition there. Barrett already with 12 points here in the ballgame. He's got 12 out of the 19 scored by the Patriots in the opening period. There's Poss with the ball. Nearly travels with the ball. Gets it out to Lewis Poss as he drives for the bucket and scores. Lewis Poss now with 4. Brian Gay has got 5, and it's 19-9. St. Paul trailing by 10. And now driving the ball to the basket in the lane, Zach Hunt, and he's fouled in the play. A foul is going to go on Gay. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Cats. End of the ball game now, Riley Peters for St. Paul. As the 5'10" junior is entered into the ball game here for Isaac Stone. No free throws again. Here comes Nate Arnold into the ball game for Adams Central, replacing Barrett, who's had a great first quarter at 12 points for Brady Barrett. Adams Central playing things in. Matt Overmiller deep in the corner, hands the ball back there. They give it to a Zach Hunt. Now onto a Jake Fowler. Now to Hunt on the far sideline. The Fowler dribbles inside the free throw circle, gives it up now to Overmiller. Out to Fowler, now to Hunt. Diagonal pass down in the corner. Nate Arnold out to Overmiller. 4-3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Hunt had the rebound. Had it pulled out of his hands there by Lewis Poss. Poss has got it now for St. Paul as he runs it down the right sideline. Picked up by Hunt. Three-pointer put up there. It is off of the mark. No good. Arnold tips the ball out of there. It is brought down by Adams Central. Running back the other way is Overmiller. Nice pass to Fowler. Shot is up there. No good. Tip try by Nate Arnold is no good. And Nate comes out of there with a basketball. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Dribbles into the lane. His pass over there deflected away from Overmiller. And now a foul is going to be called on Poss. Lewis Poss is going to be guilty of the personal foul. The Patriots do a good job rebounding the basketball. On the average, they out-rebound their opponents by a margin of 25-18. They pick up a couple of boards there on the offensive end. Connor Lyons comes back into the ball game for Adams Central, replacing Matt Overmiller. 19-9 to score. The Patriots leading by 10. Hunt works the ball inside. The Ott. His pass off of the fingertips of Connor Lyons, but it's picked up here by Fowler near the 10-second line. That is Zach Hunt. Zach has got it here at the top of the key. His pass deflected, picked up by Nate Arlt. Gets away, then sends it down in the corner now to a Connor Lyons. Dribbles once out to Hunt out here in three-point territory. Looks like St. Paul has gone to a 2-3 zone defense now. They started off with a man. Now they're in a 2-3 zone. Adams Central will work against the zone defense now as Connor Lyons has got it out here in three-point territory. Comes over here to a Nate Arlt as he holds the ball. Nate, now with 39 seconds to go here in the first quarter, comes out to Zach Hunt, now to Nate Arlt. Now the Patriots will be just content with maybe going for the final shot here of the first quarter. We're down to 30 seconds to go. Nate Arlt, dribble penetration, gets it back out to Zach Hunt near the 10-second line, looks at the clock. We're down to 23 seconds to go. Zach dribbling with the ball, and now head coach Tom Schlechter calls a timeout. Timeout, Adams Central with 21.2 seconds to play. We're in the first quarter, a battle of unbeatens here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The score, Adams Central 19, St. Paul 9.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. The Patriots out on top of St. Paul tonight. 19-9 is the score. Tom Schlechter calling the timeout. We'll see if Adams Central can convert on their final opportunity here in the first quarter. Walking the ball up the floor again is Zach Hunt. He's got it in the offensive zone now with 9 seconds to go. Hunt comes over to Nate Arlt. Down to Stein, down in the corner. Back out to Stein, out to Nate Arlt for three. Shot is up there. It's an air ball, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter, and a very good one at that for Adams Central as they have got the lead after one quarter. It's the Patriots 19, St. Paul 9. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
So the Patriots hit 4 3 pointers in the first quarter. They put 19 points on the board against the St. Paul defense. And Adams Central has got the lead as we start the second quarter. It is 19-9. As Adams Central will have the opening possession of this second quarter, they work the ball right inside to Connor Lyons, and he scores easily. Connor's got 7 points in the ball game. The Patriots now lead by a score of 21-9 over St. Paul. Cats with it. Riley Peters looking for some penetration. Can't do it. Now he drives it down the right side of the lane. Spins. Puts a shot off the window and scores. Riley Peters averaging 3 points and one rebound per game. Gets the field goal here for St. Paul. And is now 21-11 in favor of the Patriots. Nate Arnold. Diagonal pass down in the corner to Barrett. Now they work the ball inside the Lions. To Nate. To Stein on the near side. 3-pointer is going to be short. But an offensive rebound to Hunt. He falls down traveling. Zach Hunt falls down with the ball, and a traveling violation is called on the right side of the lane. Bobby McCann comes into the ball game now for St. Paul as Rick Peters tries to find a combination that's going to work out there. McCann is 6'4" and a senior. McCann is averaging 1.1 rebound per game. St. Paul, a big basketball team here. It's a 21-11 ball game. The Patriots have a 10-point lead. Casey Poss has got the ball. His pass is deflected by Zach Hunt, picked up by Nate Arlen. His pass is going to be right off of the fingertips, knocked out of bounds there. Maybe Stein was the last to touch it, but it was knocked out of bounds by St. Paul. So Adams Central will get it after the Cats turn the ball over for the fourth time here in this first half. Inbounds pass comes to Nate from the corner. Shot for three is no good. Ball tipped out, picked up by Casey Poss. Casey has now got it for St. Paul. It's a 10-point ball game, 21-11. Casey Poss matched up there with Nate Arnold defensively. Now to Lewis Poss, left side of the lane. Picked up there by Zach Hunt. Comes back out to Casey. Casey in three-point territory comes across the top to Bobby McCann. McCann looking to drive, can't do it against Lyons. McCann's got to get rid of it. Now he does. Sends it in the lane to Poss. Tries to put a move on. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound Poss, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Barrett. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Lewis Poss to the free throw line for St. Paul. He's got 4 points in the ballgame on a couple of field goals. His shot is up there. It's good. Poss is 75% foul shooter on the season. He's knocking down 57% from the field, but only 14% from three-point territory. Not much of a threat outside. Next one is up there. It is good. But Lewis Poss is a load to handle. 18 points and 13 rebounds per ballgame. And the Wildcats are back within 8 points. 21-13 after Adams Central scores the first 11 points of the ballgame. Barrett for three. Shot is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Poss. Lewis Poss with the ball on the dribble now for St. Paul. Dribbles to the far sideline. And now cranks up a long three. Is shot good. So just as we say, he's not a threat. Lewis Poss throws up a three, and he cans it. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame, and the Cats are within 5 points now. 21-16. Driving down the lane is Nate Arnold. His shot no good. Tap try no good. Bound for the rebound. It is loose and is brought out of there by Poss. This is Casey Poss. Now to Lewis Poss for St. Paul. A jump pass goes to the far side to Gay for three. Shot good. Ryan Gay hits the three. He has got eight, and St. Paul's back within 2 points. They have scored 10 straight points here. 21-19. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here's Stein with the ball down in the corner to Nate Arnold. Comes out to Hunt. Now we've got a whistle. And we have got a three-second violation called. Connor Lyons posted up on the left side of the lane. Did not know he was in the paint area. And a three-second violation is called on Adams Central. That's the third turnover. And now, who can believe this? St. Paul has a chance to pull ahead. Here are the three-point field goal as the Cats have lit him up now. 21-19 is the score. Adams Central leading by two. Here's Lewis Poss with the ball. The Casey Poss still in backcourt. Casey gets it down the near sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Lyons. They get it to Hunt. Driving layup, good. A turnover on St. Paul. That's their fifth of the ball game, and it results in an easy bucket there by Zach Hunt. 23-19. Patriots now with a four-point lead. Lewis Poss with the ball. He drives it against Hunt. Loses control. Picks it up. Sends it down in the corner. Now they get it back. Lewis Poss with the ball. Again, he loses control of it. Now to Casey Poss. Poss on the wing. He takes it to the basket, runs into Lyons. His shot is up and in, but it won't count. An offensive charging foul. An offensive charging foul is called here. They're going Casey Poss. That's going to be a second. Rick Peters, the head coach for St. Paul, not happy with that one. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Good ball game. St. Paul has battled back from an early 11-point deficit. In fact, they were down at 1 point by 12 at 21-9, but the Cats have scored 10 straight points after Adams Central hits that bucket, and now we get another three-pointer from Connor Lyons. Connor now with 10 points in the ball game, so Adams Central back out to a 26-19 advantage. Here's Casey Poss, 4-3. His shot is going to be wild. Rebound comes down to Stein. He lost it. It's picked up here by Bobby McCann. Out the gate for three. Shot no good. Rebound to Connor Lyons. Double team, triple team, and now we got a foul called. And we got a timeout. Now we got a timeout from Adams Central. So the Patriots will call the timeout here with 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the second quarter. Connor Lyons was surrounded by nothing but blue shirts after that rebound. He was in trouble, so Tom Schlechty calls the timeout. We'll take a break, 4:19 to play second quarter. Adams Central 26, St. Paul 19.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Again, in the girls' ball game, Adams Central knocking off St. Paul tonight by a score of 35-30. The Adams Central boys basketball team has scored the first 11 points of this contest, but St. Paul has done a great job getting back into it. They had a 10-0 run here in the second period. Adams Central now leading by 7 again at 26-19. The Patriots have the ball. Here's Stein with it. Comes out to Nate Arl. Rockets a pass back inside. It's mishandled by Connor Lyons, and the ball is brought out of there by Gay. Gay has got it for St. Paul. The Poss, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Poss was leading the break, but he threw it out of bounds as he throws it over the head of Brandon Nyberg in the corner. 6 turnovers on St. Paul. Adams Central has got 4. Here comes that second group of players in now for Adams Central. We see Overmiller, also Ott returning to the lineup. Brady Barrett also checking back in there for Adams Central as we're by the halfway point of the second quarter, 26-19. Patriots out on top by 7 points. Here's Zach Hunt with the ball. Goes over to Overmiller down in the corner. A long-range jumper is good again. That's Brady Barrett. Barrett is having a great night here for Adams Central as he cans it out. He's got 14 points in the lane. It sounds up and in. Lewis Poss scores there for St. Paul. He's got 11. 29-21 now. Here's a shot taken by Barrett. That's going to be too strong. Rebound, loose on the baseline, picked up by AC, but a jump pass is going to be intercepted. Coming back the other way is Poss. He forces his way to the basket. Traveling violation. Drives it down the lane. A lot of traffic in there in the paint, and a traveling violation is called on Poss. Turnover number 7 in the ball game for St. Paul. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in quarter number 2, 29-21. Patriots leading by 8 points. Here's Zach Hunt with the ball for AC. They work it back around to Stein here on the near sideline. Nick dribbling with the ball. St. Paul is in a zone defense right now. They start off man tonight. Matt Overmiller comes to Stein. Dribble penetration down the lane. Contact made. No foul call. Down in the corner to Barrett. Shot for 3. No good. Rebound Brian Gay. Gay runs it back 1-on-3. Hops to the basket. His shot is up there. It is good. Brian Gay scores. And it's now a 29-23 ball game. A 6-point lead for Adams Central. Here's Nick Stein. A little hesitation. Drives it into the paint. His shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Traveling violation on Stein. 5 turnovers on the Patriots. Into the ball game now is going to be Brady Townsend for St. Paul. Townsend in there for the first time tonight. He is a 5'10" and sophomore, averaging 2.5 points and 1 rebound per ball game. 29-23. Adams Central leading by 6. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Poss has got the ball. Poss now to Isaac Stone. The Poss again into the forecourt. Sends it down in the corner to Brandon Nyberg. Out here in 3-point territory to Brian Gay. Trying to drive the ball there against Stein. Now he picks up the dribble. Gets rid of it. Now to Casey Poss. Back out between the rings. That's Brady Townsend with it. Townsend picked up by Barrett of Adams Central. Townsend down the right sideline. Jump pass into the lane. It's mishandled. It's going to be taken down here by Adams Central. Hunt has got it. And he throws the ball out of bounds. Hunt trying to connect with Barrett on the break. And he throws it out of bounds. So the two teams trade turnovers. 6 turnovers on AC. 8 on St. Paul. 29-23 is the score. The Patriots with a 6-point lead. St. Paul will play things in. Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. Casey Poss has got it here for the Cats. Approaches the 10-second line. Gets it to Isaac Stone. Stone with a left-handed dribble. Adams Central drops back into the man-to-man defense. Here's Nyberg with the ball. Nyberg out to Brian Gay. Holds it in 3-point territory here against Nick Stein. Dribbles behind the screen from Poss. Gay powers his way down the right side of the lane. Knocks over a man. No foul called. Ball is loose. Nyberg picks it up. Nyberg now to Casey Poss. Nyberg for 3. Shot is up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It's brought down here by Adams Central's Brady Barrett. Down the right sideline. Gets the ball to Ott. Takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ott is knocked down in the play. No foul called again at this end. Casey Poss has now got it for St. Paul. A minute 20 to play. Here's Gay. Bombs away for 3. Shot good. Wow. Different area code there for Brian Kay. He's now got 13 points in the ballgame. It's 29-26. There's a short jumper off of the left baseline. In and out. No good by Overmiller. Rebound comes down to St. Paul. Nearly lost it out of bounds, but Nyberg gets it under control. And now St. Paul can tie things up with a three-pointer right here. A minute to play in the second quarter, 29-26. Patriots leading by three. Dribbling with the ball out here is Isaac Stone. Takes it to the far sideline to Pasta. A wide-open Nyberg, 4-3. Shot is off of the heel of the iron, no good. Stein had the rebound, lost it. Now Stein picks it up. Stein has got it for Adams Central, now to Brady Barrett. Hustles into the forecourt. That's going to be Hunt driving into the basket. It's not good. Zach Hunt scores. He's got six. 31-26. The Patriots now by five. 30 seconds to play here in quarter number two. There's Isaac Stone with the ball for St. Paul. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out here to Nyberg. Nyberg now to Casey Poss. Adams Central in the man-to-man. Casey Poss takes it into the free throw circle. Now flips it away. Lewis Poss brings it out in three-point territory. As St. Paul will go for the final shot here, trailing by 5 points, 31-26. Poss directing some traffic out here. Will crank up a shot over Hunt. It's going to be wild. No good. Rebound Nyberg. Foul shot good at the buzzer. Brandon Nyberg gets the offensive board and the putback. And, boy, you got to give St. Paul a lot of credit. The Cats come right back into this ball game. We're going to have a wild affair, I think, in the second half after Adams Central scores the first 11 points in the ball game. St. Paul has come back here in quarter number two. And we got a three-point contest as we will head to the second half here in just a few minutes. The score at halftime, Adams Central 31, St. Paul 28. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym here tonight. Boys High School basketball from 1230 KHAS. Adams Central had the big lead early, scoring the first 11 points of the ball game. Got out to a 19-9 first quarter lead. And then led 21-9 early in the second quarter before St. Paul scores 10 straight points. The Bull within 2 points at 21-19. Patriots then score the next seven to move back out on top. But it was St. Paul coming back, and it's a three-point ball game here at halftime, 31-28. As we get ready for the second half in just a couple of minutes. So again, in the first ball game today, the Adams Central girls knocked out St. Paul by the score of 35-30. The Patriots virtually led this baby all the way. We were tied up at 7 points apiece in the first quarter, but Adams Central led 10-7 at the end of one, 21-16 at halftime, 27-20 at the end of three. They go on to win by the score of 35-30 tonight over St. Paul's. We're joined here at halftime by Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. And as they say, coach, it wasn't real pretty, but the most important thing, you got to win here tonight. Your feelings on the game?
Yeah, you know, and that's exactly right. It wasn't pretty to game to watch. St. Paul came in with a pretty good game plan, wanting to slow the game down a little bit and you know, cut down number of shots and cut down number of opportunities for people to score. And they did a nice job. I mean, they handled the ball well, and they made us work on defense. And then we didn't necessarily want to slow the game down on offense, but they played a sagging defense on the inside that made us work the ball, and there were several times where we held the ball for over a minute before we would get a shot, and they did a good job of keeping us to one shot. So, you know, it was a it was a game in which, you know, we were afraid of after being off for 10 days, and we kind of played like it. There were times when, you know, we were a little bit slow and didn't react the way that maybe we want to, and our break was a little out of sync. And, you know, it's a good thing that Kelly was hitting shots from the outside and kept us ahead in the game.
And it's like we were all playing in mud and molasses here tonight. It was that type of a game. It just looked slow out there tonight.
Yeah, it did. And you know, it's easy to see that from up here, but when you're out there playing, you know, you really don't feel like that. And they really didn't feel that way. They didn't feel like they were real tired, but, you know, that wasn't the pace that we want to try and play at. And again, St. Paul did a good job of trying to control that and you know, kept them in the game early and actually kept them in the game the whole time. We just happened to go on a run and hold them down a little bit and able to stretch it out and hold on.
In order for you to turn up the pace, though, you've got to make the shots and maybe play a different type of defense against their offense, huh?
Yeah, you know, and that's exactly right. You know, we wanted to pressure the ball more so that it would be more difficult for them to hold it. And, you know, we just couldn't get enough pressure out there. We didn't pressure as much as what we wanted to, and I think that's, you know, part of being feeling slow and feeling like you can't do that. And, you know, we did try to increase some pressure in the full court and three-quarters court, and that got them to speed it up a little bit, but then they did a good job of slowing it down and doing what they wanted to do and you know, just being patient on offense, and they hit some threes, and we hit some threes, and, you know, it was just one of those games. I'm glad we ended up on the right side of it, but, you know, not very many fouls called. Our girls didn't go to the basket the way we wanted to try to get to the free throw line, and they really didn't either, you know. So I think it was they had three fouls and we had four fouls or something in the fourth quarter with 6 seconds to go. So, you know, even the officials were not calling many things or whatever was going on out there. But, yeah, it was kind of a slow game. Time-wise went pretty quick, but just seemed slow.
Kelly Shuck, like you mentioned, good thing she was hitting from the outside. She had a great ball game today, 16 points in the ball game, had 7 points in the first half, and then came back with 9 more in the second half. She was your scoring threat today with 16, and that's what we talked about in the pregame show. It's not necessarily the one or two girls. It can be just about anybody that's got out there in that starting lineup.
Yeah, and, you know, Janessa was shooting well early and then kind of cooled off and just wasn't following through and finishing her shot, and she usually does a little bit better job on some of those 10-footers and just was kind of pulling the string on them a little bit and coming up short. And I think, you know, that's probably part of the layoff and being away from a game situation. And, you know, but otherwise she was doing a nice job there. They did a nice job of taking away our backside boards where we usually get about 10 points off backside boards, and they did a nice job against that. And then they really sagged and helped on Jalinda and made it tough for us to get anything in there, and they played physical with her and had a couple shots that wouldn't go. But, you know, overall, I think the girls did a pretty good job, and we got the win.
Jalinda Hobson finishes with 5 points in the ball game. Like you said, she was surrounded most of the night, but the other girls, when that happens, they just got to step up on the outside on the perimeter. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, we wanted them to step up and, you know, be able to go inside, outside, and set their feet and use some screens and kind of penetrate and make them help and free up Jalinda a little bit. But we just didn't get that penetration up, you know, and St. Paul did a good job of taking away the middle and trying to get us to go sideline and keep us on one side. And, you know, we just didn't go hard enough when we wanted to drive the lane and make them help and then be able to dump it off to one of our post players. There was a couple of times we did a nice job of that in the second half and, you know, got some backdoor situations and didn't finish. You know, so just a little out of sync as far as what we wanted to do and feeling comfortable driving the lane.
And the Patriots have not played for, 10 days competitively and had the problems with the weather all week long. So maybe now we can get into sync. You have a ball game coming up on Monday against Loup City, a very much improved team, and then we get right back at it on Friday. So maybe we can get back into the cycle now.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope the weather can cooperate with us. Everybody talking about another snowstorm, and who knows? I mean, it's easy to believe now we've had enough already, and hopefully we can get into the flow here a little bit and you know, get to playing some games. That's what they like to do. And you know, this is an exciting month where your pairings start to come out for conference tournaments, and you start to figure that, and people start to look at PowerPoints and everything else. And so this is kind of when it all starts cracking.
Coach, talking about Loup City, your opponents on Monday, you talked to me earlier, it's a much improved ball club you expect to see on Monday.
Yeah, it is. You know, they've got a guard, Brooke Henry, that's played for a couple years, a coach's daughter that handles the ball well and has good size, about 5'7", 5'8", and can shoot outside, can drive. And then they've got a post player, Panowitz, a 6'1", big post player, that's played for 3 years, that's developed a shot over the years, and they can come in with another 6-footer. And, you know, they've just improved. They've got kids that have played a lot. They've taken some lumps, and now they're kind of coming around a little bit. They're coming off 2 wins. They beat Overton in a holiday tournament and they beat Palmer on Tuesday night. So they're coming off two wins. They should be confident. And, you know, it's been easy games in the past, but I'm not really counting on that this year. I mean, they've improved a lot.
Okay, congratulations on a win. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Tim Marker, the head coach for the Adams Central girls basketball team. Again, the Patriots winning in the opener tonight by a score of 35-30, leading all the way. And that one 10-7 after the first quarter, 21-16 at halftime, 27-20 after three. And again, the final score, 35-30. Adams Central wins it here tonight. The boys game, this has been a wild one here this evening. The Patriots scoring the first 11 points of the basketball game. In fact, got out to a 14-2 lead as Adams Central hit 4 3-pointers in that first quarter. They got out to a 19-9 lead after one, 21-19 as they hit a field goal at the beginning of the second quarter. But then here come the St. Paul Wildcats right back as they score 10 straight points to pull within 2 points at 21-19. Adams Central then scores 5 straight points to make it 26-19. And right now it is 31-28 at halftime. Adams Central has got the lead over the Wildcats here tonight. We mentioned Lewis Potts. We mentioned Brian Gay during the pregame show. Those two guys have led the Wildcats all season long. Gay has got 13 points here at halftime. Lewis Potts has got 11. Just two other guys have scored. Riley Peters has got 2 points, and Brandon Nyberg has got 2 points. Adams Central being led so far by Brady Barrett. Barrett has got 15 points in the basketball game here tonight. He's got 4 3-pointers, a 2-point field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Connor Lyons has got 10 points, and Zach Hunt has got 6. So only 3 guys have scored tonight for Adams Central as we get ready for the second half. It is 31-28. The Patriots have got the lead, but I expect the Cats to hang around most of the ball game. Rick Peters and the crew up there at St. Paul has got a pretty good program going right now. 31-28 is the score as we get ready for the third quarter. St. Paul will shoot to our basket to our right. So it's a 3-point lead. St. Paul has got it in the opening possession. That's Lewis Potts with the ball. Has it deflected away. Picked up by Gay. Now he loses control of the ball. Hunt has got it for Adams Central. He has it poked away from behind. And Gay grabs it right back for St. Paul. 7 turnovers on Adams Central. That's 9 now on St. Paul. Brian Gay has got the ball. Works it against Stein. Drives it down the lane. And we got a foul called. Brian Gay taking the ball to the hole there for St. Paul. And a personal foul is called on Adams Central. 25 seconds into the second half. It goes on Nate Arnold. That's going to be his first. Brandon Nyberg will inbound the ball now for St. Paul. Off of the baseline, they get it to Casey Potts. The ball is deflected away from Nate. It is loose in the lane. Finally picked up here by Lyons. A turnover on St. Paul. Lyons comes back now to Nate Arnold, and he's run over out here in 3-point territory. Nate Arnold is knocked down into play. Foul goes on Casey Potts. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Casey Potts. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Adams Central inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Nick Stein will inbound the ball for AC. Goes down in the corner. That's Hunt with the ball. Fakes the three. Comes back out to Stein. Works it around the 3-point arc now to Nate Arnold. Now to Stein. Down in the corner. Zach Hunt. Again, fakes the three. Dribbles to the elbow. Out to Arnold. His pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it down in the corner to Brady Barrett, his favorite spot where he's hit a ton of threes here in the ball game tonight. In fact, 4 3-pointers from about the same spot for Brady Barrett from deep in the corner. Here's AC now as they will play things in. Zach Hunt. As they work against the zone defense for St. Paul. The Barrett, his pass into the lane, deflected away from Lyons. Connor picks it back up, now to Nate. Nate Arnold dribbling with the ball in 3-point territory. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. No one has scored so far in the second half. It's still 31-28. Hunt, dribble penetration, takes the ball. The basket is shot, no good. Rebound, Lyons goes back up, shoots and scores. Connor Lyons now with 12 points in the ball game. The Patriots lead by 5. It is 33-28. St. Paul comes back, Potts down in the corner to Nyberg, now to Potts on the wing on the left side, works against Nate Arnold. His pass from the near sideline right through the fingertips of Isaac Stone out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on St. Paul. Here comes Peters back into the ball game. Casey Potts checks out. Casey playing with 3 personal fouls. Riley Peters, the son of the coach Rick Peters, into the ball game now for St. Paul. Adams Central going to slow things down as they work with the ball in their half court now with a 5-point lead, 33-28. Nate Arnold, dribble penetration, stops at the elbow, comes out to Stein, now to a Nate Arnold. Nate dribbling with the ball, now to Zach Hunt. Zach looking, goes down in the corner. Connor Lyons, now to Zach Hunt. Zach right at the top of the 3-point circle, sends it inside to Lyons. His shot's going to be knocked out of his hands, and it's taken down by Nyberg. Brandon Nyberg with the ball, now to Potts. Into the forecourt for St. Paul. The Cats are trailing by 5, 33-28. Pass goes to Gay. Off-balance three-pointer put up there off the right side. No good. Rebound Barrett. Brady Barrett now for Adams Central. Gets it down the right sideline. There's a jumper put up there. It's going to be short. A three-pointer by Hunt. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Barrett. Bombs away for three. Shot no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Stein's fingertips, and it's going to be St. Paul ball. 33-28. Adams Central is leading by 5 points here. Boys High School basketball tonight from 1230 KHIS. And the Adams Central girls winning the opener tonight 35-30 over the Cats. St. Paul has got it. Here's Lewis Poss with the ball. Pulls up, shoots a three-pointer, and hits it. Boy, yeah, get out there on Lewis Poss. He just dribbled to his favorite spot there and threw up a three over the Adams Central defense. He's now got 14. Nate Arnold in the lane can't get one to go, and the rebound to Nyberg. Nyberg off the Poss. Dribbles around one man, takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. He misses the layup, and the rebound comes down to Barrett. They want to run it back the other way. Three on three. Barrett drives down the lane. His shot off the window is no good. Rebound to Brandon Nyberg for St. Paul. Nyberg gets it away to Isaac Stone, and he's hit in backcourt here by Nate. Arnold picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Patriots here in the second half. 33-30. Adams Central is leading by three. If you're just joining us, the Patriots got out to an 11-0 lead. They could not miss right out of the locker room to start things off. But then St. Paul uses a 10-0 run in quarter number two to get back into the ball game. And right now it's back to a two-point lead. In fact, St. Paul can pull ahead here with a three-point goal. Here's Riley Peters with the ball. Peters goes to Isaac Stone, takes it to the left side of the lane, down on the baseline now to Nyberg. He loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Adams Central. Stein has got it. Now to Nate Arnold. Down the lane he goes, and a foul is called on the way in on the Cats. Personal foul is called on St. Paul. That's going to be team foul number one on St. Paul here in this. Or check that, team foul number two on St. Paul here in the second half. Isaac Stone is the guilty party. Adams Central playing things in off of the far side. Stein will get it in down to Hunt. They send a ball in the lane down to Lyons. Fakes one way. Turnaround jumper. It's going to be no good. Short rebound to Lewis Poss. Lewis has got it on the dribble now for St. Paul. Poss comes over here to Isaac Stone. Stone dribbling in three-point territory to Brandon Nyberg. 33-31. Adams Central is leading by 2 points here. Here's Brian Gay with the ball. Works out top. Gay takes it to the free throw line. Ball knocked loose. Gay has got it. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot and hits it. Brian Gay scores. And St. Paul has come back to tie things up here in the third quarter. 33-33 with 4:07 to play. Here's Stein now for Adams Central. Stein to Nate Arnold to Zach Hunt. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Brandon Nyberg. Nyberg has got it. Now St. Paul can pull ahead here with a field goal. After spotting an 11-point lead, it's shot up and in by Stone. And St. Paul has got their first lead of the ball game at 35-33 with 3:45 to play. Driving down the lane. Contact made and a foul called offense. Offensive foul called on Adams Central. It's going to go on Hunt. Took it down the lane, ran into some defenders there and went over a man as Zach Hunt is going to be the guilty party of the second personal foul. So for the first time tonight, St. Paul has got the lead over Adams Central. 35-33 after Adams Central got up to a 21-9 lead here in this ballgame. Lewis Poss now with the ball for St. Paul. The Cats have a two-point lead. Poss walks it across the midcourt stripe. Adams Central is still under man-to-man defense. Poss gets away from Overmiller, drives it into the paint, and that'd be knocked out of bounds. Maybe there was a foul in there. It was not. The officials point St. Paul's way, so the Cats will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop. 3:20 to play. Nyberg will get things in to Isaac Stone. Wheels. His shot off the window is good. Isaac Stone scores for St. Paul, and now the Cats have a 37-33 advantage over Adams Central. As we get through the ball game now for St. Paul. Here's Stein, free throw line extended left side, still looking at that zone defense. Stein spins to the elbow, down to Fowler, down to the baseline. Overmiller shot from 10, good. Matt Overmiller scores for Adams Central. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 37-35, it's a two-point lead now for St. Paul. Lewis Poss out here in three-point territory, picked up by Matt Overmiller. Poss dribbling to his right, has still got it out here. Poss dribbling with the ball, sends it over to Peters. Peters on the left sideline. That's Isaac Stone. Stone, not on Nyberg, down low on the right side. His shot's going to be no good. The ball is out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Poss. They missed the easy one there, just to the right of the basket on the baseline. A little five-footer. Ball lost out of bounds on the rebound. So now the Patriots can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. 37-35 is the score. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Jake Fowler with the ball. Dribble penetration, stops in the lane. Pass deflected, picked up by Overmiller. Overmiller now to Fowler. Fowler picked up by Peters. Jump pass out on top again. That's going to be Overmiller with the ball. Now to Barrett. Back out to Overmiller. Shot for three is good. Matt Overmiller has come off the bench to hit a two and a three. Some big buckets here. And the Patriots go back out on top by a score of 38-37. 2:10 remaining here in the third quarter. Isaac Stone with the ball now for St. Paul. And now we have got a timeout. Rick Peters up off the St. Paul bench. He wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 38, St. Paul 37.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
In the NFL game today, the New York Jets beat Cincinnati by a score of 24-14. So the Jets move on. Dallas playing Philadelphia tonight in the late game. Two more NFL football games to be played tomorrow. A busy day of high school action. St. Cecilia splitting two games earlier today over the Chapman Gym. The girls losing, the boys winning. Adams Central girls winning earlier tonight. Hastings High boys and girls playing in Lexington. Here's Lewis Poss. He goes up with a shot, and a jump ball is going to be called. Connor Lyons elevates and ties him up. And the arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. So now the Patriots have it. 38-37 is the score. We're in the third quarter with a minute and 55 seconds to play here in the period. Here's Nate Arnold driving the baseline. His shot is up there at the end. First field goal of the ball game for Nate. Adams Central now leading by a score of 40-37. Here's Isaac Stone with the ball. Stone gets it away to Nyberg. Nyberg goes down in the corner to Peters, trying to get away from Nate Arnold. Spinning over there, now takes it down to the baseline. His pass in the lane is going to be knocked away from Nyberg, and the ball is recovered here by Adams Central. Lyons has got it, gets it ahead. Overmiller can't handle it. It's picked up here by St. Paul. Gay has got it back the other way to Lewis Poss, 4-3. Shot is up there short. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Adams Central basketball as they will come back now with a minute and 17 seconds to play. Adams Central leading. This is a battle of unbeatens tonight. In boys high school basketball, 40-37. The Patriots have the lead. And now St. Paul will break out of their zone defense and play some backcourt pressure here. Adams Central breaks it easily. Fowler goes underneath the bucket to Overmiller, and his shot is up and in. Nice pass by Fowler. Now here's a steal by the Patriots. There's a long-range jumper by Overmiller. His shot no good. Rebound to Casey Poss. Poss has got it back the other way for St. Paul. There's a long-range jumper by Lewis Poss. His shot is up and in. Lewis Poss scores there. 42-40 is the score. Adams Central has got a two-point lead. Zach Hunt to Nate Arnold. Nate gets away. Now back to Zach. Inside the free throw circle. He stops there. Now to Jake Fowler. Down to 35 seconds to play here in the third. We'll see if the Patriots go for the final shot here. As the Fowler is out near the 10-second line, just dribbling with the ball, sends it to the far side. Zach has got it now. Zach Hunt looks to the clock. We're down to 20 seconds to go as the St. Paul defense is content here with just watching the Adams Central wind the clock. We're down to 15 seconds to go as Hunt's just watching the time tick down. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Patriots have a two-point lead, 42-40. And now they get ready to go. Zach Hunt down in the corner to Nate. Not a Zach. Cranks up a three ball. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Poss. He launches one from backcourt. His shot is no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. We got a dandy brewing tonight here at the Patriots gym. After three, Adams Central 42, St. Paul 40.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central with a lead over St. Paul, 42-40 is the score. St. Paul has battled back from an early 12-point deficit. They had the lead briefly here in the third, but Adams Central back out to a two-point advantage here, 42-40. St. Paul 7-0 on the season. Adams Central 8-0. The Patriots ranked number 8 in Class B. St. Paul is ranked number 8 in Class C1. So it's 42-40. Adams Central has got the lead. St. Paul will have the opening possession here of the fourth quarter. By the way, Dallas is leading Philadelphia 24-7. They are late in the second quarter in the other NFL football game tonight. Dallas 24, Philadelphia 7. Brandon Nyberg has got the ball for St. Paul. A pass over to the far side to Isaac Stone. Stone heads for the basket. His shot is up there, partially deflected. Gets his own ball back. His shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tapped to the corner. It's picked up here by Adams Central. Here come the Patriots. Zach Hunt has got it now for AC to Nate Arnold. Into the lane, jump pass down in the corner. Barrett for three. It's off the mark, no good. Brady Barrett has had the hot hand. He misses that one. It just rims out. Louis Poss back now for St. Paul. Works against the man-to-man defense for Adams Central. Poss to Nyberg. Now to Casey Poss. Free throw line extended left side. Works it back around to three-point arc now. To a Louis Poss. Circles around Nyberg. Drives it down the lane. His pass deflected. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Paul ball. Getting his hands in there, I believe, was Nate Arles. Here comes Stein back into the ball game now for Matt Overmiller. 7:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 42-40. Louis Poss has got it. Fakes the three. Now drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down. Connor Lyons gets a little piece of that one. Now to Brady Barrett. Into the forecourt to Hunt. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Nyberg, and a foul is called. A foul will go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Stein, I believe. Yep. That's going to be number one on Nick Stein. Turnover, actually, a team foul number four on Adams Central. So it's 42-40. Adams Central has got a two-point lead. 6:47 to play here in the game. They go in the high post to Nyberg. Sends it over on the wing to Casey Poss. Dribbles inside. His shot's going to be blocked down again by Lyons. Recovered by Casey Poss. That's two blocks in the last two possessions. Here's Louis Poss driving to the hole. His shot good, and he's fouled. Louis Poss gets the field goal for St. Paul. He is fouled in the play by Barrett. Poss now at 19 in the ball game, and we are tied at 42. Grady Barrett picks up the personal foul. That's number three on him. We are tied up at 42 points apiece now. 6:33 to go. Louis Poss, a 75% foul shooter in the season. 2 of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Ball tapped out, and a foul is going to be called. Nyberg, I think, is the guilty party here for St. Paul. That's the case. Brandon Nyberg picks up the personal foul. That's number one. Team foul number three on St. Paul, so no free throws here. Adams Central will bring the ball back. We are tied up after Adams Central had a 21-9 lead here in this ball game. Zach Hunt gives it away now to Brady Barrett. Down in the corner for Hunt. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Louis Poss. Poss down the far sideline. Has it poked away by Nate Arnold, and it's out of bounds. St. Paul will play things in. 6:14 to play here in the ball game. Adams Central 42, St. Paul 42. Boys high school basketball tonight. Everything we expected and more between a couple of undefeated teams early in the season. Louis Poss has got it out here in three-point territory. Poss dribbling to the wing on the right side, still beyond the three-point arc, picked up by Hunt. Sends the ball into the lane. It's going to be tipped away from Nyberg and lost out of bounds by St. Paul. Nyberg sliding down the lane. The pass came in from the near sideline. It was knocked out of bounds and lost out of bounds by Nyberg. That's going to be turnover number 13 on St. Paul. Nate Arnold now for Adams Central. Drives it down the left side of the lane, and a nice shot to the basket there by Nate. twisting and turning underneath the hole there, and Nate Arnold gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 44-42. Isaac Stone with the ball now for St. Paul. Stone circles around against Brady Barrett. Now to a Lewis Posse just inside the free throw line and shot good. Lewis Posse got some penetration and knocked that baby home from right in front of the free throw line. He's got 21. And now we're tied up at 44 points apiece. 5:25 to play here in the ball game. Nate Arnold on the wing on the left side, takes it into the paint, stops and puts up a shot. It's going to be short. He gets his own rebound, throws it out to Hunt on the right side. Hunt now to Connor Lyons, down low, a shot off the window. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Isaac Stone. Stone has got it down for St. Paul. The Cats can pull ahead here with a field goal. Lewis Poss on the far sideline, cut off there by Nate Arnold. Nate forces him out near the 10-second line, and now a timeout is called. Rick Peters wants to call a timeout here. 5 minutes and 1 second to play in regulation. The score, Adams Central 44, St. Paul 44.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Patriots gym. We see the Cowboys have had another field goal, 27-7, as we try to keep you up to date on the NFL playoffs as well. And an exciting high school basketball game here. 44-44 is our score. Adams Central led 19-9 at the end of the first quarter, 31-28 at halftime, 42-40 after three. And now it's 44-44. We are in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes and a tick left here in the period. After the ball game tonight, we'll have our players of the game. We'll also have our post-game chat with Adams Central head coach Tom Slekta. He's working the sidelines here tonight. St. Paul following the timeout will inbound the ball off the far sideline. Brandon Nyberg will get things into Lewis Poss. Gets away from a defender. Drives the ball to the basket. A shot no good. He's fouled on the way in by Nate Arnold. That is the third foul on Nate. So Nate's now got three. Brady Barrett has got three. Zach Hunt has got two. Casey Poss has got three personal fouls for St. Paul. Lewis Poss to the free throw line now for the Cats. His shot is up there. That one is good. He's now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Poss with 22. Brian Gay has got 15. Lewis Poss, his next one is up there. That one is good. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Fowler. Jake Fowler coming in or coming out is going to be Nate Alt. So now St. Paul has got the lead again. 46-44. Adams Central has got it as they work the half-court offense now. Jake Fowler at the elbow. Comes out here to Hunt. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. The Barrett now to Hunt. Inside Connor Lyons. The Fowler. That is Stein. The Fowler back out in three-point territory. Backs up. We're down to 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-44. St. Paul with the lead. Here's Hunt for three. Shot good. Big bucket there by Zach. Zach Hunt now with 9 points in the ball game, and the Patriots have the lead, 47-46. We're down to 4:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Lewis Poss behind his screen from Brandon Nyberg. Poss over on the wing, drives the ball against Lyons. Down in the corner, Isaac Stone for three, shot good. Isaac Stone, 7 points, 49-47. St. Paul now with a two-point lead. Here's Stein dribbling to the basket. His underhanded shot is up there. It's partially deflected. Lewis Poss has got the rebound. That's why he scores 18 points and 13 rebounds per game. Poss is all over the place tonight for St. Paul. 49-47. Cats have a two-point lead. Lewis Poss here on the near sideline works against Zach Hunt. Now we've got a five-second violation call in Poss. Here's his dribbling with the ball over here on the near sideline just to the left of head coach Rick Peters. And a five-second violation is called on Poss. Good defense there by Hunt. That's turnover number 14 on St. Paul in the ballgame. And now Jake Fowler will bring the ball up for Adams Central. Fowler on the right side of the floor, flips it away. That's Nick Stein. Stein will look at his zone defense here for the Cats. Over to Fowler, moves it down in the corner. On the dribble, back out to Stein. Now to Hunt for three. Shot is up there. He hits another one. Zach Hunt hits a three ball. He's now got 12 in the ballgame, and Adams Central goes back out on top of the score. Of 50-49. We got 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play Here's Brian Gay down low. Wheels in the lane. Shot's going to be blocked down by Connor. Picked up by Gay on the baseline. A shot from 10 is no good. Rebound Hunt. Hunt has got it now for Adams Central as he runs it back the other way. The Patriots have a one-point lead. Hunt all the way to the basket. Shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound Gay. He brings it back. Two on three. Takes it to the basket for St. Paul. Shot good. Brian Gay scores. St. Paul has now got a 51-50 advantage in this seesaw battle here down the stretch. We're down to 2:42 to play in the contest. Adams Central has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Stein on the far sideline to Hunt. Hunt comes over to Brady Barrett. Now to Hunt again. One of these two teams going to suffer their first loss of the season here tonight. Hunt to Stein, looks at the three, takes it into the lane. Now to Connor Lyons. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Connor Lyons gets the field goal, and he's fouling the play. Connor's been kind of quiet here in the second half. That's only his second field goal since halftime. But he gets a big one right there, as now it's a 52-51 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. And Connor will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The personal foul goes on Isaac Stone. That's going to be his third. The fourth teamer called on St. Paul. Connor is 76% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. He hits it. A big three-point play by Connor Lyons. 53-51. Adams Central is now leading by a pair as Lewis Poss comes into the forecourt. Adams Central stays with a man-to-man. Poss behind his screen. Now as the basketball is tipped away. It's loose. It's picked up here by Hunt. He drives for the hole, and he's pushed from behind by Poss. Hunt does not get a shot away. A foul is going to be called here on Lewis Poss. St. Paul has been hurt by turnovers tonight. That's their 15th of the ball game. Only the 15th foul on St. Paul, so no free throws here. Hunt will play things into Stein. Stein gives it back to Zach. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 53-51. Adams Central is leading by two. And now St. Paul's got to come out here and attack in three-point territory. Nate Arnold holding on to the ball here on the near sideline. Gets away, takes it to the top of the key. Flips it back out to Hunt. Out of Nate Arnold. 1:45 to go. Nate trying to dribble, and he's going to be mauled here by Isaac Stone. He stops with his dribble, and Isaac Stone just kind of runs over him here on the left side of the lane. That's going to be the fourth foul on Isaac. And now Rick Peters is up, the head man for St. Paul. He wants to call a timeout. Adams Central spread the floor there in that last possession. There's a wind some clock here, and Rick Peters now got to find a combination here for the St. Paul defense. A minute and 42 seconds to play in quarter number four. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 53, St. Paul 51.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with high school basketball tonight here at the Patriots Gym. This is our fourth game today. Over at the Chapman Gymnasium early this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia girls losing their ball game with Lincoln Christian. The boys blowing out Christian in their ball game. The Adams Central girls winning earlier tonight here at the Patriots Gym. And now we've got a barn burner burning here in the boys contest, 53-51. Adams Central leading by 2 points. The Patriots have the ball following the timeout from St. Paul head coach Rick Peters. The team fouls are now equal at six apiece. A minute and 40 seconds to play. Here's Zach Hunt with the ball. Goes out to Nate Arnold. Arnold looking to penetrate, and a foul is going to be called here on Casey Poss. That's going to be the fourth foul on Casey. And now Adams Central will shoot some free throws. This baby's going to be one at the free throw line down the stretch. Matt Overmiller comes into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Brady Barrett. Barrett has not scored in the second half. So Nate Arnold, a 65% foul shooter to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is good. Adams Central is a team, 68% from the line this season. The Patriot lead is now 3 points at 54-51. Nate Arnold now with 5 points in the ball game. Dips the knees, fires up the next free throw. That one is good. 55-51. Adams Central leading Now with a minute and 31 seconds to play, as Isaac Stone drives the ball to the basket, his shot's going to be blocked down by Lyons, and a foul is going to be called. Connor thought he got a clean block there, but the officials blow the whistle, and a foul is called on Connor Lyons. That's the first foul on Connor. And now going to the free throw line for St. Paul is going to be Isaac Stone. Stone with a couple of field goals, and he's knocked down a three. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Just a 45% foul shooter this year, but he hit that one. He'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Barrett. Coming out is going to be Overmiller. A minute and 27 seconds to play in regulation. The score is 55-52. Here comes the next shot. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Lyons. So Stone makes one out of two. It's still a one-possession ball game at 55-52. Adams Central now with the ball. They come to the near sideline, and Nate Arnold gets away. Nate with it, stops, gets it out to Brady Barrett. Barrett brings it back to Nate. Here on the near sideline, Arnold with the ball, circles around, looking for some penetration, and then comes out to Zach Hunt near the 10-second line. Zach is double-teamed, gets it away to Arnold. We're down to a minute to play. Adams Central has got a three-point lead, 55-52. Nate Arnold in the lane, has it knocked loose, it's out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see the officials look, and they give the ball to St. Paul. Nate Arnold lost control of the dribble in the lane. There it goes, trickling over the end line, and they give the ball to St. Paul. That was a big turnover on the Patriots. That's number 10. And now it's a one-possession ball game, and St. Paul has got the ball. Under a minute to play, 54 seconds to go. Adams Central out on top of St. Paul, 55-52. Poss has got it, now to Gay. Gay gets it to Brandon Nyberg, now to Gay behind his screen, cranks up a long three, a shot in and out, no good. Rebound, Poss in the lane, puts a man in the air, goes for the shot, it's going to be off of the iron, no good. Rebound, Nate Arnold. Two shots to the bucket there for St. Paul, they could not convert. We're down to 29 seconds to go. Now we got a timeout from Adams Central. So two shots to the bucket there, at least for St. Paul. They could not make them go down the hole. And now we've got a timeout here from head coach Tom Slechta. 27.9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 55, St. Paul 52.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. We'll have the Broncos tomorrow. A rare Sunday doubleheader as Hastings College will take on the Lancers at about Marty. The girls' ball game going to be a good one tomorrow. Number 2 against number 7, the Broncos and the Lancers. That one will tip off at 2, followed by the boys' game between Mount Marty and Hastings at 4. The Bronco basketball coming up tomorrow on 1230 KHS. Airtime 1:45. Be on the air with a pregame show with head coach Jeff Dittman. So 55-52 our score here. The Patriots leading by 3 points. Adams Central has got the ball. They play it in. Nate Arnold in backcourt races it down the right sideline. Nearly travels with the ball. Out of Zach Hunt. He is double-teamed. Zach has still got it. Now he's triple-teamed, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on the Cats. That's going to send Zach Hunt to the free throw line. We're down to 14 seconds to play in this one. This will be a one-and-one situation now for Zach Hunt, 68% foul shooter on the season. That is the eighth team foul on the Cats. And the personal goes on Brian Gay. Zach Hunt to the free throw line here. With 14 seconds to play, Adams Central leading by the score of 55-52. His shot is up there. That one is good. So now it is 56-52. 14 seconds to go. Adams Central trying to win their ninth straight ball game here tonight. Hunt waiting at the line. Here's the next one. It's up here. He misses that one. So rebound comes down to Lewis Poss down the near sideline. They get it to a Casey Poss on the baseline. Bounce pass into the lane. A shot is up there and in by Brandon Nyberg, and a timeout is called. With 5.9 seconds to play, we have got a timeout. 56-54. Should be the score with 5.9 seconds to play, and we will take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
So Zach Hunt makes one out of two free throws with 14 seconds to play to make it a 56-52 ball game. Brandon Nyberg comes back for the St. Paul Wildcats to get a field goal right in front of the basket to make it 56-54. And now they have put 9/10 of a second back on the clock. We're up to 6.8 seconds remaining. 6.8 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central is leading 56-54. Zach Hunt will inbound the ball for the Patriots here in backcourt. Nyberg will guard him. Hunt will get it inbounded here to Brady Barrett, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Now with 5 seconds to go. So Barrett, the best free throw shooter on the team for Adams Central, will go to the line here. Brady is hitting 86% of his free throws so far this season. Tonight he is one out of two. So Brady Barrett to the free throw line. Now with 5 seconds to go, the score 56-54. Adams Central will drop the remaining four players back in defensive coverage here. So Barrett can pretty well ice this baby away with a pair of free throws right here. Barrett so far 15 points in the ball game. Again, he's one out of two from the free throw line. 86% for the season. 56-54, Patriots have the lead with 5 seconds remaining. Barrett has got the ball, dribbles, throws it up there, shot good. Cool as a cucumber for Brady Barrett for Adams Central. Barrett, a six-foot sophomore, is now 57-54. He can ice it right here with a victory, with a free throw. Next one is good. Two free throws by Brady Barrett. Pretty well put this one in a can for the Patriots. 58-54 is the score. And now Brandon Nyberg will throw the ball in here in backcourt. They get it to Isaac Stone. Center of the floor from the top of the key. Stone puts it up there. Shot no good. The Patriots have won the ball game. Adams Central wins it here tonight to go to 9 wins. And no losses on the season. Got out to a big lead and then had to hang on in the second half to beat St. Paul tonight. Final score, Adams Central 58, St. Paul 54. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Patriots gym, an exciting one here tonight. Adams Central wins it over St. Paul, the final score of 58-54. So the Patriots improved at 9 wins and no losses on the season. The first loss of the year for St. Paul. They dropped to 7-1. Looked like a blowout early in the ball game here tonight. Adams Central scored the first 11 points of the basketball game. The Patriots led 19-9 at the end of the first quarter. Scored the first bucket of the second period to go out on top 21-9. And then St. Paul got back into the ball game with 10 straight points to make it 21-19. It was 31-28 at halftime. St. Paul grabbed their first lead of the ball game in the third quarter at 35-33 with 3:45 to play in the third. Adams Central regained the lead at the end of the third quarter, 42-40. Seesaw battle in the fourth quarter. And then a couple of free throws at the end by Brady Barrett locked things up for Adams Central, and they win it by 4 points, a final of 58-54. Scoring in the ball game here tonight, Brady Barrett ends up with 17 points in the ball game. Barrett was on fire early for AC as he hit 5 3-pointers in the first half. He added a couple of free throws at the end. Barrett ends up actually had 4 3-pointers, also had a 2-point field goal in there, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Brady ends up with 17. Connor Lyons had 15 points in the ball game. Zach Hunt had 13. Matt Overmiller had 7. Nate Arnold had 6 points. Adams Central 7 out of 9 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. St. Paul was 5 out of 7 from the stripe. They committed 15 turnovers in the ball game compared to 10 for Adams Central. Their leading scorer was Lewis Poss. He had 23. Brian Gay had 17. Isaac Stone had 8 points. Brandon Nyberg had 4. Riley Peters had 2. So St. Paul now 7-1 on the season. Adams Central improves to 9-0. Patriots will get ready for the Red Raiders of Loup City coming up on Monday night in Loup City. In the final score in this one, Adams Central knocks off St. Paul by a score of 58-54. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
So an Adams Central sweep here tonight over the St. Paul Wildcats as the girls win their ball game 35-30 over St. Paul. An exciting one in the boys' contest as the Patriots hang on to beat St. Paul by a score of 58-54. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. And in the girls' ball game, one girl led the way for AC as far as the offensive production was concerned tonight. 16 points from Kelly Schuck in the ball game. Jalinda Hodson did a good job on the defensive side of things. Comes up with 5 points in the ball game. 7 points for Janessa Bullen, all candidates for our player of the game. And for the guys, the Patriots putting 3 guys in double figures tonight, led by Brady Barrett, 17 points. Connor Lyons had 15 points. Zach Hunt came up with 7 points in the second half. He ends up with 13 in the ball game. Nate Arnold also with 6 points, made some big plays down the stretch for the Patriots. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this timeout.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our players of the game tonight, first of all, for Tim Marker's Adams Central Lady Patriots, Kelly Schuck is going to be our player of the game tonight. Schuck hit 5 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. He was the only girl to reach double figures tonight for AC. Was also one out of two from the free throw line. So Kelly Shuck is going to be our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central girls basketball team. And for the guys, it was Brady Barrett. Tell you what, he gave the Patriots a big lift to start this ball game off as Adams Central raced out to an 11-0 lead early in the ball game. Brady Barrett ends up with 17 points. He had 15 of those in the first half of play. Brady hitting 4 3-pointers and 1 2-point field goal. He was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Brady Barrett is going to be our player of the game for the Adams Central boys basketball team. Kelly Shuck for the girls. Adams Central sweeping St. Paul tonight in a girls boys basketball doubleheader here at the Patriots Gym. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Ream dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service. Old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back at the Patriots gym. Again, Adams Central's boys picking up a big win tonight over St. Paul. They remain undefeated, 58-54. The final score is Tom Slechta joins us in the postgame. Coach, we knew it was going to be a whale of a ball game. You didn't sell the fans short tonight. A great ball game here tonight.
No, we really didn't. You're right on that, Mike. It was just one of those deals where you just kind of look around and shake your head. I mean, there was about 10 different times where you thought momentum swung St. Paul, momentum swings AC, momentum swings St. Paul, momentum swings AC. And that's just... Now, that's the kind of games you need and you want, because you want guys to have to fight through some adversity. You know, if you always get up and have things go your way, then sometimes you don't get used to mentally having to battle back. And so I credit St. Paul and their kids, because when they got down, I think it was 11-0,
yep,
and then 14-2 or whatever, they could have shut it down, and those guys didn't shut it down. They responded and they battled back and came back and kept fighting and then took the lead. You know, it stretches in the first and second half against us.
Coach, what about the start of the ball game? Like you said, got to an 11-0 lead. You hit 4 3-pointers in the first quarter, and you guys could not miss right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, we have shooters, and that's probably a testament. You talked about it before, Mike, coming off the break and some fatigue. And so in the first quarter, you hit some shots, and all of a sudden in the second quarter, maybe those shots don't fall because guys are starting to feel their legs a little bit that maybe they didn't feel, you know, in that first quarter. And then in the third quarter, I don't know how we shot, but we looked a little more bounce in our step. And then we lost it again at the end of the third going into the fourth, and then we kind of regained some momentum at the end of the fourth. And so that's probably a little bit of just not practicing as much as, you know, having a couple days off too many. And so hopefully they will rectify that in the next week and a half or so.
So a seesaw battle there in the fourth quarter. Were you trying to run clock there at the end with about 3.5 minutes to go?
Yeah, you know, I can't remember. I think there was about 2.5 when we went up 2. And there was 5 fouls, I believe, on the board. We are such a good ball-handling team, and we knew St. Paul had ran zone. And their zone, honestly, it hurt us because we weren't hitting outside shots like we'd hit in some other games. And so it was one of those deals where we wanted them to just come out and guard. It wasn't necessarily running clock. And Nate Arlt's such a good ball handler. Sometimes he drives by and then swings it back out. But really what we wanted him to do is drive it and then attack the rim at that point, because we know with 2 minutes left, you may not be able to run clock, but they're going to have to probably foul you. We're such a good ball-handling team. We thought we could handle it. We just wanted to pull them out of their zone is what we wanted to do. Not necessarily run clock, just pull them out of their zone and then drive on it. And we did get a foul, but then on the next possession, Nate gets a turnover, and that's questionable on whether that was on him or not, because a couple guys, I think, hit it. But in any case, the next possession, we get in the bonus and we hit six free throws to end the game. And that's how we typically end games, because we have a 70% free throw shooting team. You know, Zach, Brady, and those guys are our shooters, and we want to get them at the line and Nate at the end of games. So that's what we're trying to do.
Let's talk about their defense. I thought the zone hurt you at times there, especially in the second and third quarters.
Oh, it didn't hurt us. It killed us. It's really just a situation where if you're perimeter-oriented and a team sags in like that and you don't have post players you feel like you can go into, not that Connor Lyons and Calvin Ott can't score down there, but one-on-two, one-on-three, it's not really their game. And so if a team is just sagging into the paint and giving you open threes, especially a team like us with shooters, we don't tell them not to shoot. It was just a case where guys kind of, you know, after you miss a couple, you lose a little confidence, and they weren't sure if they wanted to take them or not. And they probably just need to shoot them in the flow.
Tell you what, we saw two excellent ball players out there. I thought tonight for St. Paul, Lewis Poss and Brian Gay, maybe some of the better players around, had good ball games, 23 and 17.
Yeah, you know, Brian Gay had 13 in the first half. Like reminiscent, I told you, he had 17 in the first quarter. So we're getting better defensively, Mike, against them. I'm hoping next time maybe we can hold them to, you know, 10 or 15 in the whole game. But he had 13 in the first half. And you know, I was a little irate because we told him, look, you got to guard the guy. Once he hits half court, you got to guard him. He took some shots from 25, 26, 27. I've seen him hit them from farther than that. And a couple of them, he had hands in his face in transition. You just got to – you have to find him at half court and guard him. You know, he's just one of those players. That's just what you have to do. And so he's a fantastic player. And I thought Lewis Poss, like you said, he didn't take bad shots. He hit a couple big threes for him. And he did things that they need him to do.
So now it's, one day off, and then you go to Loup City, a makeup game from Friday night to Loup City, another tough ball club you'll see on the road.
Yeah. Our kids are going to be really happy because we'll only have, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to practice instead of Monday through Thursday. So we'll play Loup City on Monday and then GI Northwest and Donovan, to, you know, for the weekend.
So it's the time to get into the swing of things. Like we talked in the pregame show, we're done practicing. It's time to play games after what we went through in the last few weeks, huh?
Yeah, there actually is a lot of truth to that, Mike.
Yeah.
And so many teams play. I think we have 1 week, maybe we only have one game, but primarily you have two games, and we have a couple weeks, we have three games, until that last week of the season we only have one. And so it really is that kind of a thing where a couple days of practice, pregame, play a couple games,
yep.
And guys will play their way into shape playing games, sometimes better than in practice.
Congratulations on a win. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Mike.
Right. Tom Slechta, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots picking up a big win tonight over the previously undefeated St. Paul Wildcats, winning by the score of 58-54. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
So, again, four games for you today here on 1230 KHIS as we wrap things up. Again, earlier this afternoon, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team lost to Lincoln Christian by the score of 39-37. Lexi Schmidt led the way for the Hawkettes. She had 9 points. Abby Jackson had seven. Cherise Farmer had seven. Lincoln Christian now 7-2 in the season. St. Cecilia falls to 5-4. The St. Cecilia boys basketball team raced down to a 39-27 halftime lead. They go on to beat Lincoln Christian tonight by the score of 78-37 as they hold Lincoln Christian at just 10 points in the second half. A big night for Dalton Seeley. He scores 30 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Adams Central girls basketball team beats St. Paul tonight by the score of 35-30. Kelly Shuck had 16 points to lead the Lady Patriots, and the Adams Central boys team remains undefeated as Adams Central is now 9-0 in the season. They hold off St. Paul by the score of 58-54. 17 points for Brady Barrett, 15 for Connor Lyons, and 13 points for Zach Hunt. We've got more basketball coming your way tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. We'll be at Lynn Farrell Arena at the Hastings College campus as the Broncos take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Airtime will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys, the women's matchup, a contest between number 2 Hastings and number 7 Mount Marty. So a great contest tomorrow, a rare Sunday afternoon doubleheader. But we'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 1:45. That'll wrap things up for 1230 KHIS Sports. I'm Mike Will.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Prepare for a new career through one of CCC's 34 technical programs. Start working towards a bachelor's degree.